secondary play this year compared to last year? Look at, they brought in new veterans, rookie. What's the difference in overall attitude and energy this year compared to last year?
I mean, we do. We got a lot of new faces. You know, guys, maybe personalities. I mean, that's the man. But, you know, we're professionals. We know we got a job to do. And, you know, we know we got to gel together as far as chemistry. And we have different personalities on the team this year, that's for sure. But that's, you know, with every team. But, yeah, the main thing we're focusing on right now is just, you know, learning the defense and, you know, gelling as a secondary and just as a defensive unit and as a team.
Do you and Patrick have that chemistry now, or is it still evolving?
It's still evolving, but I mean, I feel like we're coming to, you know, making great strides, and, you know, as the entire secondary, not just me and Pat. So, yeah, that's what we're just focusing on that right now, and, you know, like I said, just learning the defense and perfecting it.
How do your strengths complement one another?
Yeah, we do, you know, different things well, and we have our weaknesses, and, I mean, as the whole entire secondary, we all complement each other, and that's kind of what it is, especially back there at the safety position. You know, if you got two guys that can complement each other, that's always a positive thing. It's hard to say, you know, pick exactly what, how we complement each other, but, you know, we do certain ways.
How much of an asset is it to have an experienced guy next to you as opposed to an injury for kind of teammate together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, because Pat, he's seen a lot, and, you know, he was in New England for a while, and he, you know, practiced with Brady every day, and, you know, he brings a new perspective back there to the safety position for us, and, you know, views on things, and even Kenny, you know, Phillips, all the guys we have back there bring different views and different perspectives, everything, and that's, you know, that's just beneficial for all of us.
The point in April that Bill started to put this system in, can you measure, gauge how far this defense has come and how much more still has to be done before opening that?
Oh, we've made big strides. I mean, but that's with any new defense, a new scheme period you're trying to put in. You know, there's going to be that learning period, and, you know, mistakes are going to be made, and that's part of it. And, you know, right now we're just kind of fine-tuning everything and, like I said, just gelling and coming together as a defense. So when we, you know, hit the first regular season game, we're rolling.
You said there's mistakes that were made. Were there points that you said, is this system really going to work? Do we have to learn the system?
No, it's just normal mistakes that are going to, you know, communication and, you know, assignment errors, just normal mistakes that will be made, and, you know, as far as the scheme.
Yeah, you guys, in the game last week, seemed to play a lot of soft zone and coverage. Seemed to work out for you guys. I mean, is that something that helps with it? Especially
early
in the game.
Yeah. I mean, we're not showing too much right now. We're not gonna, you know, bring out the whole playbook. So we're trying to keep everything. Main thing right now is just letting guys go out and play, you know, and just show our ability and, you know, our strengths, and just going out there and flying around.
What's it gonna take from you on Saturday to secure that starting spot?
Just have a great game. You know, no mental errors. Just go out there and make plays. That's the same with every day. You know, even when out here in practice, that's, you got to go out there and treat it like a game. You know, no mental errors, nobody getting behind you, and just making plays.
But it really seemed, based on what Bill Davis was talking to us, that the rotation starting around out, and Saturday is really going to be the test, because at that point they need to start to get the team in order.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, just like I said, that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. How many plays are you going to make? And, zero mental errors.
The fact that you have been consistent in getting reps with the one, obviously you can't take anything for granted, but it has, in the back of your mind, did it make you feel, well, I think they're liking what I'm doing up to this point?
Yeah, I'm not trying to focus on that as much. I just go out there and, you know, like I said, we have a rotation, and I just, you know, go out there and work every day, no matter if I'm running with the ones, the twos, or the threes. I'm just going out there and working and, you know, let everything that I can handle, that I can't handle, you know, handle itself. That's their decisions.
You get to see Kenny Phillips on a day-to-day basis. And what's this been like for him? How frustrating has it been for a guy that really wants to show himself? Like,
yeah.
He,
yeah, I mean, he's been frustrated, but, you know, he's, like I say, he's a professional. He knows what he's got to do to get back on the field, and he doesn't want to push himself too much, you know, to where it'll hurt him in the long run. But, you know, he's frustrated, but he's staying pretty positive.
Maybe
Nate, last year red zone defense was such a struggle. What can be done this year to correct that? And what are some things being done to
just communication and, I mean, tight covers. That's about it. When you get down there in the red zone, the field widens. And, you know, everything's happening fast. And, you know, everything's happening split seconds, you know. And you just got to make split-second decisions. So, just got to tighten everything down and communicate and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Now that you've been in this defense a little while longer and you've gotten more comfortable with it, familiar with it, how do you think it matches up with your strengths and weaknesses personally?
I mean, it puts us in a position to make a lot of plays as safeties. We're not as, I don't want to say as in tune with, we're pass first guys, if I can put it anyway. You know, we're secondary run guys, but I mean, we're still involved in the run game though, but it gives us opportunity to make plays on the ball and as far as the pass game.